TV and other pop culture events.
Sound like an old man there.
Yeah, I've got something going on in my throat.
And on this episode, we'll be discussing the films Aquaman, Vice, Mary Poppins Returns.
Okay.
And that's it, I think.
That's it, yeah.
Yes. You can reach us at thehodgepodgepodcast@gmail.com or over on our website, thehodgepodgepodcast.com. Or look for us on iTunes and YouTube and subscribe, or head on over to Facebook. Search for the Hodgepodge Podcast and like our page. I'll be posting episode 179 tonight.
191 coming at you.
And it's very late, as usual. Happy New Year, buddy.
No, Happy New Year to all our listeners.
Yep, we are all our listeners. Nice. We have at least two or three. Yeah, we're recording the last episode we recorded before Christmas. We're recording this one after New Year's, so Happy New Year, everybody. Aquaman is killing it at the box office. It has crossed $200 million domestic, and it's closing in on $800 million worldwide.
Trump's America.
Being far too harsh. What else is going on? Oscar nominations haven't been announced yet.
A lot of dead people today.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Mean Gene Okerlund died today. Super Dave Osborne.
Bob Einstein. Super Dave.
Yeah, Bob Einstein. Einstein or Einstein?
I thought it was Sting, but maybe it is Stein. I don't know. And
the captain. Captain Tennille.
Captain Tennille guy. All 76 years old.
Yeah, which is strange.
Mm-hmm.
It probably means the 76ers are going to win the NBA championship.
I don't think that's what
that means. These people who have been sacrificed in a blood ritual. Speaking of sports, my Philadelphia Eagles made the playoffs, and I'm sure by the end of this weekend, they will be out of the playoffs.
Didn't know. Don't care.
Hey, fuck you, man.
Okay.
We're the Super Bowl champs.
All right. You don't even have a dance, so I don't want to hear it.
They had masks. They had dog masks.
I see.
You like dogs. You should have been rooting for them.
Any other news? Yeah, it's been pretty quiet a couple weeks, really.
I guess. Oh, the trailer for Jordan Peele's follow-up to Get Out, Us.
I feel like we talked about that last time.
No, we didn't. It wasn't out yet. Okay. It just came out last week, I think.
Okay.
And it looks suitably creepy and weird.
Yeah, it looks really good.
What else is happening? The last time we talked about the Hellboy trailer, which we hadn't seen yet. Now we've seen it. It looks fine. I mean, it looks good.
Netflix has introduced a new viewing experience with Bandersnatch.
Yeah. The Black Mirror did a choose your own adventure movie. I haven't watched it yet.
I thought it was just kind of kitschy. I mean, it was okay. Yeah, the movie itself was fine, but the idea of it, like, I don't want to watch things that way. So I feel like a lot of people just jumped on board the train of, oh, look, I'm making a decision. It's like, well, okay. Guess what? Movies have been filming different things and editing for a while now. They just happen to include it with a you choose where you start off with.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It was fine. It just, I hope it doesn't catch fire like a 3D type of thing or something like that.
I saw Bird Box, the movie that apparently everybody has seen on Netflix.
Except for me.
Except for you. Same thing. It's decent. I mean, it's fine. It's not going to blow you away. It's not, I guess it is kind of similar to A Quiet Place, just it's a different sense. But this was actually based on a novel, so it came before A Quiet Place.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So maybe A Quiet Place ripped off the novel.
Looking at you, Krasinski, because
he just did a polish on the script. Right. Other people wrote the originally wrote it. But no, I mean, A Quiet Place is definitely the better movie by far. But
whereas A Quiet Place 2 will probably suck.
It depends on what they do with it. I mean, obviously they're not going to follow the same family. It's going to be different people, which is what they should do in most sequels that involve creatures and stuff like that. Like, Aliens should have been the last Sigourney Weaver movie in that franchise, and Alien 3 should have been about somebody else. But they really thought people were going to that theater to see Sigourney Weaver. In fact, speaking of Sigourney Weaver and Ripley, did you see the story about Predator? Yeah, Ripley and Newt were in alternate endings of Predator.
Glad that didn't come to pass.
Yeah, so I mean, I didn't see it anyway, but it got terrible reviews. The Predator.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger was supposed to be in one of the endings too. Dutch. Now I'm old. Let's go fight the Predator. All right, so let's discuss. Let's start off.
I guess I would do a quick overpass of the favorite.
Oh, right.
Doug, you in the review, you're just getting ready to post on the last episode, you'd seen The Favorite while I have since seen it, and great movie.
Yeah.
Casting spot on. Acting's wonderful. Costume's great.
I just keep thinking about Nicholas Holt. It's just so funny.
Yeah. It is a really good movie.
Yeah.
And I think you're right about the Queen. What's
Olivia Colman.
Olivia Colman. Yeah, she probably will. She deserves.
Yeah.
To win that.
Much more so than Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Monsters.
No, that was Monsters. That was a wonderful portrayal.
Yeah, she's fantastic in the movie.
Check out The Favorite.
Yeah.
This director, he's really good.
Yeah, Yorgos. Yeah, he's good. All right. So let's start off with. We'll finish with the movie that we both liked.
So, okay. I thought we were going to finish with the big one. Okay.
No, we're going to start off with the big one. Aquaman.
Hashtag not my Aquaman.
Yes, I know. You've been saying that for about 3 years now.
Yeah.
Aquaman. I enjoyed watching it, but I can see why people would hate it. I can see why people would hate it.
I hate it.
I know you did. I thought it was goofy. It was fun. The script is a mess, and it was very overstuffed. It was very long. It needed about at least a half an hour.
It was goofy, but in all the wrong ways.
Mm.
Where Thor Ragnarok the movie encompassed and kind of grabbed you by that goofiness.
Well, that was this different.
This movie has just stupid shit.
Yeah.
Everywhere. A fucking 80s-esque montage of Manta making his Manta. Like, I was like, what the hell is this? Like, is he an evil?
I'm sorry. Did you know the song they played?
I don't care. It was hella awful.
They played It's No Good by Depeche Mode.
It was hella awful.
And then
here's another thing. He's a fucking Navy SEAL. He's not a goddamn rocket scientist who breaks apart alien technology, basically, and rebuilds it to suit his own needs.
Maybe he is.
But he's not. I mean, it was just like, what? Like, they give this to you, and your first thought is, oh, let me tear this shit apart. I thought everything about this movie was awful. Patrick Wilson, who I really like as an actor, I thought he was horribly miscast in this movie.
Oh, really? As Ocean Master?
Oh, I thought it was terrible. I kept looking at him going, am I looking at the Wishmaster? Or the Warlock? The guy that used to play Warlock? I can't remember his name. Julian Sands. He looked like Julian Sands.
I don't know that.
Okay, well, Arachnophobia, he's the guy, the expert that they got to... Oh, okay, never mind. anyway, I thought it was horribly miscast.
Right.
As someone who's supposed to be, you know, so maliciously... Well, not malicious, but a villainous character.
Right, yeah.
What's your face?
That was Claire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amber Heard.
Yeah, Amber Heard. Just, I don't even know what to say. I mean, it was just like the worst throwaway character that was just unnecessary. I don't know how they got anyone to star in this movie, honestly.
Aside from Momoa.
Well, Momoa, yeah, you give him the starring role, sure. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't even know where to begin. I thought it was completely horrific.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that bad at all.
Now tell us how good it was.
Well, I mean, I'm in no way saying it's great. I mean, this is a low bar, but it's for me, it was the third best DC movie behind Wonder Woman and Man of Steel.
Wow.
Yeah, it's better. It's better than Batman and Superman.
I don't know, man.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know, man.
Wow.
I really hated this movie.
Apparently.
Just like you said, it was. It didn't know where it was going to go. You have Manta in there, but really,
well,
yes, I know it's to set up a sequel.
But
it was completely pointless to have him in here. Really.
If you'd let me talk,
I'm not going to let you talk. I'm not going to let you talk. You were the one cutting me off.
I agree. He should not have been in this movie. He is Black Manta is Aquaman's Joker, so to speak, and they should have just saved him for the second movie. He was part of the reason why the movie was overstuffed, because the scenes he was in were cool, but it didn't.
All two of them.
It didn't really, and his costume was cool, but
costume was great.
It didn't serve any plot.
Do anything with
at
the
all.
Plot. The only thing that served into the plot was to get people who have a hard on for Aquaman to say, "Oh, there he is."
Right, exactly.
There he is.
And now we'll
see him in the second one too.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you didn't need that.
Yeah,
but that's not
that.
The reason the movie failed for me.
No. But that's part of the reason, that's part of the thing that I disliked about the movie, because it's like I said, it is very long.
Yeah.
It's like 2.5 hours, which is ridiculous. Aquaman shouldn't be 2.5 hours.
And then you have Willem Dafoe as mm-hmm. as Captain Exposition, because all he does in there is tell you what's going on.
Well, I mean, a lot of the superhero movies have a character like that.
Okay,
Jor-El, Man of Steel.
Yes, but this goes above and beyond that. This,
right.
I mean, he's in it a lot, and he's talking a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how they got almost 2.5 hours out of this movie when all they had to do was put him on screen for 10 minutes, tell you what's going on, and oh, okay, I got it. I don't even know what they had left to do.
I thought the visuals were great. I thought Atlantis would look really cool.
I was kind of disappointed.
That's
not me. I'm not trying to be a naysayer. I really was.
I think so. I love that scene when they fight those monster fish people, and then, I mean, it's in the trailer too, but when he jumps in with the flare, and then
that's a beautiful scene.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
really
where
cool.
they're where they follow him down.
But
why are they following him? Because he's got what repels them, and yet they're still following him down.
Because they know it'll run out eventually.
And I guess you can argue that they're so deep that they need underwater vehicles, but they're beings that live in the ocean. So why do they need basically submarines?
Wait, submarine. Yeah.
Why is that necessary? I don't know. Yeah.
It's a fantasy movie. I mean, you know, I thought it was fun, but it's very long. It kind of reminded me, and not because I'm comparing it as far as quality, because I think Green Lantern was awful, but it was similar to Green Lantern in that everything that happens in space in Green Lantern was fine, and everything that happened on Earth was terrible. In this, anything that happened on land was kind of shitty, and everything that happened in the ocean was cool.
It was similar to Green Lantern in that they both sucked really, really hard. Agreed.
I disagree. I think Aquaman was a lot of fun. And it needed to be fun after, you know, I mean, Wonder Woman had fun moments in it, but to kind of divorce itself from Justice League and Batman versus Superman and Suicide Squad, it kind of had to have this fun, you know, tone about it, adventure tone about it. But the basic plot is Aquaman is trying to become the King of Atlantis. He's take his throne as the King of Atlantis, and he has to fight
reluctantly,
and he has to fight his half brother, who's played by Patrick Wilson, and that's basically it. And it's pretty.
It's a movie about nepotism.
But when I say Thor, I don't mean Thor Ragnarok, because Thor Ragnarok was built to be a comedy. I mean, so that's, you know, that's different. I'm talking more about Thor, the original Thor.
Right, the sucky ones.
Where it's
so
where
agree.
It's not Thor the Dark World. Where it's similar in structure to that. A lot of people have been calling it Black Panther Under the Sea. But again, I think it's more closer to Thor.
And my favorite headline comes from the movie critic on the WRAL, who says it's like Black Panther, but underwater and terrible. I'm like, yes, it was that.
I didn't think it was that bad. But I mean, but at the same time, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like it's like fucking
Infinity War. And I like the character after Justice League. Like, mm-hmm. I like Momoa's spin on Aquaman. It's not his fault. Like, I didn't.
It was too overstuffed. It fell prey to you know, this might be the only shot we have to do an Aquaman movie. Now we got to stuff everything that we can into.
So we're gonna ruin it.
And so they shouldn't, you know. And then, you know, like that doesn't happen with Superman and Wonder Woman, because they know that they'll be able to do more stuff with those characters, or Batman for that matter. Although Chris Nolan did a pretty good job of overstuffing The Dark Knight Rises.
He did.
But that was because that was his last movie.
He knew that was his last thing to get what he wanted to in, right. Which was directors like that, even, it goes to show you, even the great ones, mm-hmm. When they have like passion projects like that and they...
But that's the thing, I don't even think The Dark Knight Rises was a passion
project. No, I mean the whole thing.
Right.
Not that particular movie. Right. Just the whole his whole Batman universe right. that he created. You know, even he fell prey to mm-hmm. You know, finding stuff he needed to squash all
cram
together
in there. Yeah. So decidedly divided on Aquaman.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. It's a fun romp.
It's not. Skip it.
Dirty A says skip it. He doesn't like it. Let's talk about a movie that I enjoyed whenever the title character was on the screen, but otherwise, I was bored out of my fucking mind. And that is Mary Poppins Returns.
You're probably not really made for you.
That's true, but still.
I feel most of the critics were spot on with their reviews where
it's, Mary Poppins Awakens,
where it's a good movie, but mm-hmm. it lacks any of the magic and, mm-hmm. and real creativity of the mm-hmm. original.
I thought Emily Blunt was incredible.
Oh, she's great.
I thought she was fantastic.
I mean, Lin-Manuel was good.
He was good, but by the time they got to the song where all the lamplighters were dancing around, I'm like, what the fuck does this have to do with anything? Can we please
Did
move on?
Did you see the original Mary Poppins?
No. But...
Well, then what do you... It, honestly, this movie was beat for beat
right,
with the original
right.
Mary Poppins. Like, you can compare right. every song to right. the original Mary Poppins right. in order.
Right.
They just took the formula and redid it.
But at that point, I'm just like... They're like, we need to get home, but let's just stop for 20 minutes and watch these people perform a dance.
Also, Mary Poppins is a little bit of a sadist. Watch them climb this gigantic clock tower. And she's like, oh, I can do this watch.
I can fly. Whee! I can fly.
And then it's like, oh, she's like worried about people falling, and she's just like, whatever.
You're great, Mary Poppins.
But that is Mary Poppins. I mean, she's yeah. got that personality.
There was
Emily Blunt did nail her.
Oh, she was fantastic.
And I would know her.
You leave Emily Blunt alone.
Not Emily Blunt. I'm a huge crush on Mary Poppins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Emily Blunt too, sure.
Now you made me forget what I was going to say. I hate your face.
I think that's what you were going to say.
No. Well, that too. Shit.
The costumes were good.
Yeah, the costumes were good.
The
animation was good.
What's this? Who's the guy that played the dad?
Ben Whishaw.
Yeah, he was terrible.
Oh, you didn't like him?
Oh, he was awful.
That's Q from the new James Bond movies.
Yeah, he was not good. I felt a complete lack of any emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Just devoid of any real acting emotion. Like, my wife died. Beep, boop, boop. like when he did the song a little bit, maybe. Right. But I don't know.
Colin Firth, I can't believe his character didn't have a mustache with as much as he was twirling it.
Twirling it, yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, this movie, that's that with a Disney villain, that's kind of, you ham it up, right? I mean, you...
Emily Blunt, yeah, she was great.
Kids were fine.
The kids were fine. Yeah, it's just that I got to a point where I just kind of got bored with it.
And I understand
like,
that.
I was like, let's
I mean, get on with it. I love Mary Poppins. Right. Like, I always had a crush on her since I was little, and I liked the original movie, so I was really looking forward to it. It didn't let me down, but, you know, I didn't get exactly the goosebumps
right. That
you might get from a nostalgic movie like that.
You didn't have that moment when Han and Chewie walk onto the Falcon and say,
right.
"Bro."
Right. I kept waiting for them to explain how she got the last name Poppins.
Right. That's a different movie.
Oh.
Different movie.
Oh.
Sherry
Poppins.
That movie.
I'm a completely different character.
That movie will be called Poppins, a Mary Poppins movie. Story.
Right. It's the prequel to Mary Poppins.
I remember what I was going to say. I think it was IO9 had a headline article, and they were like, all right, now we need to discuss exactly what is Mary Poppins? Like, what is she?
That's always been
is she a witch? Or is she a
time
sorceress?
Lord?
Or, yeah.
She's fucking Mary Poppins. What do you want? I mean,
she's fucking herself.
She's Mary fucking Poppins.
She's
Mary Poppins fucking.
But yeah, it was all right. I mean, I would nothing to write home about. I wouldn't be surprised if Emily Blunt gets nominated herself.
Yeah, she was good.
I don't like the movie she gets nominated.
No. A costume design. Yeah, for sure.
And I'm sure one of the songs will get fucking nominated, yeah. but it's not going to win against Shallow.
The favorite probably wins costume design.
Probably.
But this is definitely a contender.
Not Bumblebee?
Aquaman, clearly. Costumes. So, I didn't see Bumblebee, so I don't know.
Well, guess what? Sneak in for the first 5 minutes and then leave. That's basically Bumblebee. Bumblebee suffers the same pitfalls as all the other Transformers movies, where the more humans they add, the dumber the movie gets. Haley Steinfeld is great in it. I liked Bumblebee. They explain why he acts like a mentally challenged child. And,
he was dropped on his head.
Sort of.
Yeah.
But my thing was, I didn't understand, like, if you're trying to do, like, a reboot, I don't understand why you even had to go the route where he can't talk and shit like that.
You could have just completely
said, fuck it, and we're doing our own thing. But the Cybertron stuff was very fucking cool.
I'm sure it is. Awesome. That's what we've been waiting for.
It was awesome.
But again, I'm talking out both ends right now because I have not seen the movie.
Right,
but everyone's saying that this is the greatest Transformers movie ever. It's like, well, you were setting a low bar.
Exactly. So. I mean, it really is the best one. But again, low bar. When more than half of them, you'd probably give a D or an F.
Right.
You know, that's a low bar.
Right.
John Cena is not good, but he actually does have the best line in the entire movie. Shall I tell you what it is?
We're going to get you robots in disguise.
No, no. They're discussing working with the Decepticons. And he goes, they're called Decepticons. Finally, someone says it out loud. I started laughing when he said that. I started laughing my ass off when he said that. I'm like,
is it a G.I. Joe crossover? Is that?
Oh, I have no idea. Okay. I have no idea. I mean, he could end up being in G.I. Joe, but
hey, let's pivot back. Pivot back to Mary Poppins.
Oh, sure, fine.
I don't know. Were we done?
I thought we were done. If you want to keep talking about Mary Poppins, right, go ahead. Right.
Okay, we're done. So, Mary Poppins, see it or don't see it. Either way, you're fine. You're fine either way.
I say you don't have to see it, but watch it for Emily Blunt. And other than that,
it's at least good for kids. At least they got that going for it.
I guess. Mm-hmm. The kids I kidnapped and took to the theater didn't enjoy it. I didn't kidnap any children. So now we've come to the crown jewel. Wait, was there anything else we need to discuss?
I don't think so.
Aquaman, Mary Poppins.
Yeah, that's it.
You did the favorite. I did Bumblebee.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, Holmes and Watson, because we both saw that. No, did not. No. A movie so horrible, even Netflix said, no, we don't want it.
I've never heard Netflix turn down anything.
I mean, that movie got the worst reviews.
It's like 5%, 7%.
On Rotten Tomatoes, yeah. It's terrible. It's in like the 20s on Metacritic. It was terrible. It's supposed to be terrible. I didn't see it.
Right.
I will not see it. it's a shame because, you know, I like the two of them together, but...
I'll see it when it eventually hits Netflix.
Even... when they eventually get it. But even the trailer, I mean, even the trailer kind of put me off. I was just like,
There's not even any funny part here. If they're literally using all the funny parts in this, then okay, I don't...
I was like, it's still not hitting me right, but alas, goodbye, Holmes and Watson. We barely knew ye. Also, apparently, Welcome to Morrowind is probably not in your best interest to go see that either. Apparently,
yeah, I skipped that after the reviews came out. That was when I was anticipating that would be good.
I was looking forward to that, but
I knew it could be hit or miss. But I thought it was going to err on the side of being good, and no.
Yeah, they said no. That is not good. Sounds like a Book of Henry situation.
Yeah, they butchered the source material pretty badly.
Yeah, because apparently there's a documentary that's on this guy, so probably just go watch that instead. Hopefully they won't be saying that about that Tom Hanks movie next year about Mr. Rogers.
But now we can talk about another movie Steve Carell's in.
Yes. Yes.
That transition.
That's a good transition. Yeah. That's a good transition. Aquaman. Let's talk about Aquaman some more.
He played Sebastian.
Sea
Crab.
Under the sea.
The whole time, I literally expected that song just to pop out. I was waiting for it.
That's not Disney. If it was a Marvel movie,
in the middle of the movie, I just started going. Do.
If it was a Marvel movie,
okay.
It probably would
have. All right. I'll be remiss if I don't mention this. There's literally a scene in Aquaman where an octopus starts playing the drums. I'm going to repeat that. There is a scene in Aquaman where an octopus plays the drums.
It's like 1 second. It's like they just pass over it.
An octopus plays the drums.
Because James Wan knows how stupid Aquaman is.
I was just like, Jesus fucking Christ. But that was it. That did it for me. Because I was like making fun of the whole Under the Sea thing before that. And then it literally happened. And I was just like, oh my God.
Let's talk about a movie that we were both really looking forward to this year. And is kind of dividing critics. But we both felt the same way about it.
Solo.
No.
Oh.
We did that already. Oh. We did that review already. Oh. That was a while ago.
Okay.
We probably should be doing a solo review now, because they probably should have waited until December, now that Mary Poppins isn't making nearly as much money as they thought it was going to make, because Aquaman's taking all its money.
Fucking better than Aquaman.
What, solo or...
Mary Poppins Returns. Better than Aquaman. I'll go see that 10 times before I get to see Aquaman again.
All right. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, I really hate it.
All right.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. The movie I'm talking about is from writer-director Adam McKay. Oscar-winning.
That's right.
Adam McKay, director of such films as Anchorman, Talladega Nights, Step Brothers, and The Big Short. That's,
you decide which one is.
That's where the Oscar comes from. That's where the Oscar comes from for writing. The movie is Vice, and it is about our 43rd president, Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
And his
lackey
and his front man George Bush, George W. Bush.
It's really the same style as The Big Short too. Like
yes,
stylistically,
yeah,
very similar.
It's very similar. This one jumps around timelines,
yeah,
a little bit. Big Short didn't really do that.
It's an interesting narrative that's used.
Yeah, but it does a similar thing where it attempts to entertain as well as educate the audience. Yeah, the movie basically charts Dick Cheney's rise to power, and then spends about half the movie on his time as vice president to George W. Bush.
Yeah. And it does it knowingly secondhand, like it's 'cause
right.
They tell you flat out, we don't really know much about this guy, so you know this is.
Yeah, he did. Adam McKay did a ton of research on him, read a bunch of books and stuff like that. I think even he wrote a book. Dick Cheney read that book, and he said we did the fucking best we could because the Cheneys are intensely private because it's also about Lynn Cheney too, but they're intensely private people and they don't, you know, give interviews and stuff like
She's
that.
She's almost the real puppet master.
Yeah. It reminded me of another Amy Adams role in The Master.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it reminded me of a little bit. Dick Cheney is played by Christian Bale, who completely disappears into this role. When he gets older, when Cheney gets older, you don't see Christian Bale anymore. You see Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
When he's younger, you see Christian Bale. But when he's older, you don't even see Christian Bale.
Fantastic
anymore.
Job, makeup and acting on that.
Amy Adams, as we mentioned, plays Lynn Cheney, his wife. Steve Carell plays Donald Rumsfeld.
Rummy.
Sam Rockwell does an amazing job George W. Bush.
Yeah.
I mean, if you watch the trailer, you'll be like, oh man, he does sound like George. Even better than that.
I was going to say, a credit to him, though, for not trying to go overboard with the accent.
Right,
And doing the playful accents that
like
other
the
people
Will,
have used.
Like the Will Ferrell version of it, yeah.
He really embodied what I believe W's all really probably like.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I mean, like when Cheney goes to see him in the governor's office, like it felt like he was George W.
And that was the first meeting
of the two of them.
Yeah, it really did.
Allison Pill is also in this. She plays Mary Cheney, also known as Cheney's gay daughter. And because that plays a major role in the movie.
I don't say major
role. Some of the decisions he makes and then what happens later, with her sister. Eddie Marzan, one of our favorite people, is Paul Wolfowitz in this. He doesn't have a very big part.
No, he's very side character.
Jesse Plemons is the narrator, and that's all we'll tell you about him. I was kind of pissed because I was watching an interview on Collider, and before they actually said spoiler alert, they revealed kind of what the angle was. I was like, damn it, I wish I didn't know that.
I won't say it. I wouldn't say it added anything, any great nuance to the movie. It was just an interesting perspective to do it that way.
And Tyler Perry plays Colin Powell.
Hmm. And the guy from Weeds played Scooter Libby.
Oh, okay. I didn't watch Weeds. Justin Kirk.
Yeah.
And Lisa Gay Hamilton plays Condoleezza Rice.
Who's not really in this.
She's not really in it that much.
It
mostly focuses on, as far as the vice president stuff, 9/11 and basically what happened after
9/11 and after. And what which is because that's when he really
was
able to take charge.
But it was also right before that too. I mean, like, it covers mainly like the I would say probably more the first term of Bush.
Oh,
it mainly covers the first term.
Oh, for sure. Everything was, because the second term, everything was already set in stone and it was just playing out.
Well, not just that, but the second term, you know, Rummy was gone by then, and Colin Powell was gone by then, and I said it on the last episode just based on the trailer. Now I can say it for sure. If you have any kind of conservative bent or anything like that, you're going to hate this movie. You're going to hate it. Matt Goldberg of Collider, his headline for his review was an unfair portrait of Dick Cheney in an unfair world. And he gave it an A-minus because he's a bleeding heart liberal. That's kind of what I would give it to. I give it an A-minus. But I can understand why there are going to be people that want to plug their ears and just go, la, 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 la.
Facts don't lie.
Nobody has come forth and sued Adam McKay yet for this movie. And I think he heard from someone that they did see it. That Cheney did see it or something.
He probably
like
loved it.
Probably. The best line... is actually in one of the commercials when he gives a speech. Cheney's running for Congress, and he gives a speech, and then he walks up to Amy Adams. He goes, "I don't want anyone to panic, but I think I have to go to the hospital now."
The man apparently never had a heart attack that he couldn't report firsthand to someone beforehand. He had like four or five of them.
Something like that.
Has a 70-year-old man who's had four or five heart attacks get a new heart? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, because he was
the vice president.
I thought it was great. I really liked it. It's really funny, but it's also infuriating at the same time.
I got a little nauseated a few times in the movie. Mm-hmm. It's just hard to stomach some of that stuff that you know this happened.
Yeah.
You know that
they should be
the American people were completely lied to
about
Iraq's
involvement
in 9/11, and you know, it was completely to serve a corporate agenda.
Yeah,
that was it. That was it.
Yeah, it was all about getting his friends in the oil industry money and contracts and all this kind of
stuff.
Thanks,
Doug.
Yeah, right.
Doug.
There's a character named Doug in the movie.
Yeah.
That's a funny scene though too.
Yeah, it is. It's funny, sad.
Yeah, funny and sad, but that's like The Big Short.
It's a really good watch, but it is a little cringeworthy in that what's happening.
Right.
And you know,
cuz yeah, it does play into what's happening now.
I loved one of my favorite scenes, or maybe I don't know if I'd say favorite, but one of the scenes that stands out for me the most is when he's kind of, I want to say it's like a page service.
Mm-hmm.
He's in there with all the other White House page people. Mm-hmm. And
Rumsfeld, the intern program,
mm-hmm. and Rumsfeld is giving a speech, and you know, mm-hmm. some his other Wisconsin, I don't want to use the word delegate, but the other Wisconsin person in the program,
right,
intern, you know, asked if he can, you know, shadow the Democrats,
right?
And Cheney says, I don't know which one's this guy,
meaning Rumsfeld.
He's like, that's a Republican. Oh yeah, that's fine. I'm a Republican.
Yeah.
He didn't know jack about politics.
Yeah.
He didn't care about politics. He always had his own agenda, and it was never political.
The person who really pushed him into politics was his wife.
Lynn.
Lynn, because she wanted somebody who was going to be take charge and do this and do that. And I'm just gonna come out and say it. There's a Shakespeare soliloquy in the middle of this movie.
That was weird,
I thought it was funny.
Oh, funny, sure. Yeah.
It was really funny. But yeah, if you, if you can put your politics aside and you're conservative and you can put your politics aside, definitely see Vice. Obviously, if you're liberal, definitely go see Vice. It'll make you angry, but you can laugh at it too.
It's sad that you have to review it that way.
Yeah.
Nothing in here I don't think is factually untrue.
But if you look at all the reviews online from people from users, it's like all the one-star reviews are like, this is a hit piece and blah blah blah.
It is just like the cutscene.
Yeah. You know, it is.
It's just like, oh, I'm a liberal because I deal in facts.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And
I'm sorry. We created ISIS. What do you want?
Like, yeah.
You want to be mad at someone, be mad at the United States.
Yeah.
Be mad at Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
And that legacy that he left behind. Because he created ISIS.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Yep.
But good movie. It will surely get nominated, I think. But
yeah.
It won't win.
No. The acting. Amy Adams,
Bell, and Rockwell have a good chance. Definitely Rockwell, I think, because supporting actor is I think less stacked.
Yeah, but I think Bell has a great chance.
I think he does too. I was just saying,
right? I think Amy Adams has a good shot. Because
she probably does, but again, I'm pulling for the favorite.
Who? Olivia Colman?
Yeah, would that be supporting?
No, she's. They're putting her in as actress.
Right. So okay, then I hope she.
No.
Amy Adams would be.
Yeah,
supporting.
Yeah, she would be supporting. Amy Adams would be supporting.
You're right.
But then I'm sure the two other ladies from The Favourite probably
nominated. Yeah.
They'll probably split the vote though.
They probably will. I think Rachel Weisz deserves it. I thought she was one.
She was great. But Emma Stone was great too.
She was. Funny movie to talk about. But,
yeah, the Favorite is fantastic. You need to see the Favorite.
But yeah, do see Vice.
Definitely go see Vice if you're not politically inclined at all, definitely go see Vice because it's an enlightening and enjoyable movie.
It shows you just how unpolitical the political system is.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
So, definitely see Vice. Mary Poppins, Dirty A says yes, I say maybe. And definitely go see Aquaman.
I mean, if it's between that and Aquaman, you go see anything.
Definitely go see Aquaman. We both give that two thumbs up.
I haven't even seen... fucking Welcome to Morrowind, and I'll go see that.
You're being too hard on Aquaman.
I'll go see Holmes and Watson.
Wow.
Oh,
wow. Oof. You're going to regret that, I think. Our next episode is going to be our 2019 preview, which we're probably going to record right now. And then the episode after that will more than likely be our best of film for 2018. I only say that because I'm going to see If Beale Street Could Talk tomorrow. So, and that's like the last movie I have to see, basically, to make my final list. But my list is pretty solid right now. I'm sure you haven't even thought about it. Okay.
haven't even given it a thought.
And we will see you
Dick Cheney would say, it's very fluid.
It's very fluid. We'll see you next time, folks.